John Hansen is coming back tomorrow. It's Wendy Snyder here keeping his seat warm, at least for today. And I want to talk about plants because I know you've heard me bring this up a lot, but I am a horticulturist, and let me spell that for you. H-O-A-R-D, aculturist. I like to collect plants indoors and out. And joining us right now on Your Money Matters, Jake Hayes, owner of Deep Roots Native Nursery. Hi, Jake. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Well, I have to have you on this show because I didn't know about you till now, and now I'm watching your TikTok videos, and aren't plants awesome?
Oh, man. Plants are amazing. Yeah, I love plants. I love wildlife. I love our local ecosystem.
I do, too, and it's weird because we moved into our house almost 30 years ago, and in the back corner of our pretty small backyard, it was sectioned off, but there was nothing there. So I kind of went crazy and got perennials, and it's weird, probably not weird, you're going to agree with this. All the native plants to Illinois are the ones that are growing back stronger, bigger, and coming back and spreading all over the neighborhood. So let's talk about native plants that are native to Illinois.
Yeah, so exactly what you're saying right there. I mean, the native plants that grow here were meant to grow here. So, of course, they're going to do really well, and they're going to thrive in the soil types that we have with the weather that we get. And you pretty much you can be hands-off with a lot of the native plants that you can put in your garden because they were essentially meant to be here.
And Mother Nature helps take care of it, you know?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And also, they help take care of Mother Nature at the same time. A lot of the rain that we get, and especially in the last few weeks with the crazy storms that have been rolling in, native plants do a great job at soaking up all of that water and returning that water right to the soil. So people who get flooded basements or people who have standing water in their yards, native plants are a great way to mitigate some of the effect that happens with the big rainstorms that we get.
I was on your website and all right, so deeprootsnativenursery.com, right?
That's correct.
I was going through all these seedlings. I joined your mailing list, by the way. Listeners, you can
awesome.
Do that as well. I noticed I already have wild columbine in my yard. I didn't plant it, Jake. I have black-eyed Susans in my front and backyard. I didn't plant those either. Wild bergamot, those purple, I thought it was bee balm, but no. And wild strawberry. These all came from wind blowing from my neighbor's house to me, and they helped make my wildflower garden more beautiful.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, I think one of the best things about native plants is they do readily sell seed. A lot of times people at my pop-up sales will ask me if a plant is aggressive or if this plant is going to spread. And I really think that's a great thing that native plants provide is they do spread and they do creep into your yard. The what's great about that is, you know, if you don't want those plants, you can easily get rid of them. But also, if you have the space for those seeds to take hold in your yard, they're certainly going to take hold because they want to grow here. They want to sprout and spread and create more seed. And it's a really great thing, not for us, not only for us, but our pollinators and our birds and hummingbirds. They're great.
And there's been a shortage of bees, I understand. Not in my yard. So when you plant these wildflowers, you're helping the whole world come together. Jake, how did this all start? Because from my understanding, you started selling native plants out of your garage, and you had quite a few of them, though, to start, didn't you?
That's right. So last year, I like to call that my year zero of the native nursery. That was basically my experiment. I grew about 400 native plants in these things called cone-tainers. The cone-tainers are just a cone-shaped plastic pot. They're about an inch and a half in diameter, and they are about 8 inches long, and they come down to a cone shape, and they fit nicely in these racks, and I had four racks of them. So I had about 400 plants. And I basically put a post on Facebook Marketplace. I was having a native plant sale. And the people showed up, and I sold out all 400 plants in that one weekend. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take this money that I earned, and I'm going to upscale for next year and really go for it and try to make this a legitimate business that I can pursue as my full-time career. So fast forward to this year, I've grown 7,000 plants in my backyard. I definitely have room to grow more for next year, so I'm excited to make those steps.
Well, congratulations to you on expanding this so greatly in just 1 year's time. But I'm telling you, people that are into plants, indoor or outdoor, are really into plants.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Absolutely. And you know what? I think the hunger for native plants is at such an exciting high right now that there's room for more people to come out and grow their own native plants and sell them too if they want. I don't want to just be the only person out here. We need more people selling native plants, and I'm happy to step in and play my part.
All right. Well, listeners, you can go to deeprootsnativenursery.com. There are a lot of pop-ups. I think I have been to some of your pop-ups in the past. Sometimes they are at breweries and things like that. I'm a little bummed that your sky blue asters are sold out for this year, but I am on the mailing list, so next year I can get on there and get in there quicker.
That's right, and some of the plants that you see sold out online will be available at my in-person pop-up sales. People can check out my full schedule of my pop-up sales coming in August, and I plan on adding some dates in September, too. So it's definitely not too late to get native plants and to plant them in the soil. And if you can't make it to any one of my pop-up sales, you can always order online for delivery, and I'll go deliver it straight to your door.
Okay. I definitely want to talk to you again, Jake. Congratulations. And listeners, you can go to Deep Roots. Help me out here.
DeepRootsNativeNursery.com. That's correct. And you can also follow me on TikTok and Instagram at DeepRootsNN. The NN is short for Native Nursery.
All right. And I do follow you, Jake. So happy growing and a pleasure to meet you, Jake.
It was a pleasure to meet you and be on your show, Wendy. Thank you so much.